天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。今天呢，麦克牧师将会带领我们来分享有关诗篇第十六篇的信息。亲爱的听众朋友们，你是否思考过我们怎样做才是真正的跟随主耶稣呢？换句话说，现在的你如何才能明白你是否跟神有亲密的关系呢？你所做的一切都是讨神所喜悦的吗？好，那就让我们跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的天路历程，来看个究竟吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Welcome to this new broadcast.
欢迎你收听今天的节目。
We have been doing a series of selected psalms.
我们正在播出的是有关诗篇的系列信息。
We looked at Psalm 2 and Psalm 14.
我们在前面讲过了诗篇第二篇和第十四篇。
And today we're going to study Psalm 16.
今天我们将学习诗篇第十六篇。
And I want to begin by saying,
首先我想告诉你，
Inheritance has become a big business.
继承产业是一件大事。
I have seen the negative side of inheritance.
我看到过遗产所带来负面的作用。
I have seen how inheritance can cause grief and heartache among family members.
我看到过遗产如何使家庭成员之间产生悲痛和心酸。
I have seen how inheritance separates siblings from each other.
我看到过遗产如何使兄弟之间有了隔阂。
I have seen how arguments over inheritance alienates family members from each other.
我看到过因遗产而产生的纠纷，如何使家庭成员反目成仇。
Most often there is resentment and bitterness over inheritance.
更多的时候，遗产带来的是仇恨和苦毒。
Please don't misunderstand me.
请不要误会我的意思。
I am not against inheritance.
我没有反对继承遗产。
In fact, the book of Proverbs says it is good for a father to leave an inheritance for his children.
事实上，箴言一书中提到父辈给子孙遗留产业是好事。
So I'm not against inheritance.
所以我没有反对继承遗产。
But I have seen enough heartache and pain over inheritance.
但是我曾看够了因遗产而产生的心酸和痛苦。
And that makes me long for my own spiritual inheritance.
这也使我渴望我自己的属灵遗产。
The only inheritance that is worth the name.
唯一真正名副其实的遗产。
Let me tell you about the real inheritance of the believers in Jesus Christ.
让我告诉你，相信耶稣基督的人真正的遗产是什么。
Our real inheritance will not perish.
我们真正的遗产是不会朽坏的。
Our real inheritance cannot be destroyed.
我们真正的遗产是不能被摧毁的。
Our real inheritance can never be stolen by thieves.
我们真正的遗产是不会被偷窃的。
Our real inheritance will be with us after we die and go from this world.
我们真正的遗产是我们死后可以带走的。
Our real inheritance is far superior than all of the money in the world today.
我们真正的遗产比这世上所有金钱的总和更有价值。
Parents, I want to tell you something with the confidence and the authority of the Word of God.
我愿意凭着神话语的权威和信心来告诉那些为人父母的。
There is an inheritance that you can leave your children that can never be destroyed.
有一种遗产你可以留给你的儿孙， 它不会被任何东西所毁坏。
That inheritance is your godliness.
这遗产就是你的敬虔。
That inheritance is your walk with God.
这遗产就是你与神同行。
In Psalm 16,
在诗篇第十六篇
,David looks down through the eyes of prophecy.
大卫王以先知的眼光观看。
And he sees the New Testament.
他看到了新约。
He sees and anticipates the son of David.
他看到并预言了大卫的子孙。
And then by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit,
然后借着圣灵的启发。
He prophesies and writes Psalm 16.
他写下了诗篇十六篇的预言。
I want you to turn with me to Psalm 16 in your Bibles.
请翻开你的圣经，和我一起看诗篇第十六篇。
Keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge.
神啊，求你保佑我，因为我投靠你。
I said to the Lord, You are my Lord.
我的心啊，你曾对耶和华说，你是我的主。
Apart from you, I have no good thing.
我的好处不在你以外。
As for the saints who are in the land,
论到世上的圣民，
They are the glorious ones who is my delight.
他们又美又善，是我最喜悦的。
The sorrows of those increase who run after other gods.
以别神代替耶和华的，他们的愁苦必加增。
I will not pour out the libation of blood.
他们所浇奠的血我不献上。
Or take up their names on my lips.
我嘴唇也不提别神的名号。
Lord, you assign me my portion and my cup.
耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份。
You have made my lot secure.
我所得的，你为我持守。
The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places.
用绳量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处。
Surely I have a delightful inheritance.
我的产业实在美好。
I will praise the Lord who counsels me.
我必称颂那指教我的耶和华。
Even at night, my heart instructs me.
我的心肠在夜间也警戒我。
Because he is at my right, I will not be shaken.
我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。
Therefore, my heart is glad, and my tongue rejoices.
因此，我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐。
My body also will rest secure.
我的肉身也要安然居住。
Because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you decay.
因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
You have made known to me the path of life.
你必将生命的道路指示我。
You will fill me with joy at your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand.
在你的面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
Let me share with you my simple outline.
我想和你分享一些要点。
First, we see the condition of our inheritance.
首先，让我们来看看得到产业的条件。
You found that in verses 1, 2, 3, and 4 of Psalm 16.
在诗篇十六篇的一、二、三、四节中可以看到。
Secondly,
第二,
we see the content of our inheritance.
我们来看看产业的内容。
Verses 5 and 6.
在第五节和第六节。
Thirdly,
第三,
we see the culmination of our inheritance.
我们来看看产业的精髓。
Verses 7 to 11.
在第七节到第十一节。
Let's look at the conditions of our inheritance.
让我们先来看看得到产业的条件。
What are they?
他们是什么呢？
Look carefully at the first four verses of Psalm 16.
请仔细看诗篇十六篇的前四节。
David is saying that those who have their inheritance in Christ,
大卫是在说那些在基督里拥有产业的人
are totally under the cover of the sovereign Lord.
是完全在至高神的遮盖之下。
They are totally owned and operated by the sovereign Lord.
他们完全被神拥有和使用。
They are conscious of the fact that their very breath is in his hands.
他们很清楚自己的每一口呼吸都在神的手掌中。
They are body and soul sold out to Jesus Christ.
他们从身体到灵魂已经全部交给了耶稣基督。
They are protected by him.
他们在耶稣的庇护之下。
They are preserved and engulfed by him.
他们在耶稣的保守和怀抱之中。
But there is something else that is very important here. I want you to notice.
但这里有一点非常重要的，我希望你留意。
David uses three of the names of God.
大卫使用了神的三个名字。
Three different names of God in the original.
神原本就有的三个不同的名字。
And he uses all three names in the first four verses alone.
大卫在前四节经文中用了所有这三个名字。
He uses the name Eli.
他用了伊勒这个名字。
From which we get Bethel, a house of God.
神的家，也就是伯特利这个词，就是从伊勒的字根来的。
Then he uses the word Jehovah.
然后他使用了耶和华。
And then he uses the word Adonai.
接着他用了阿道乃。
Three original words are used here in this verse.
这一节中大卫连用了三个专用的原文。
Il is the word that describes the all-powerful God, the almighty God.
伊勒一词侧重描述神的能力，他是全能的神。
Il describes the God of power and might.
伊勒表达了神的权柄和大能。
But David also says God is Jehovah.
大卫同时也称神是耶和华。
Jehovah or Yahweh is the God of the covenant.
耶和华是盟约的神。
Jehovah is the God who enters into a saving contract with us.
耶和华指的是那位与我们盟立了拯救之约的神。
Then thirdly, he uses the word Adonai.
第三，他使用了阿道乃一词。
Adonai means Lord, my sovereign Lord, or my King.
阿道乃的意思是主，至高无上的主，或者是我的王。
So when you put all these together, David is saying, "Il Jehovah Adonai."
把伊勒、耶和华、阿道乃三个名字放在一起，大卫是在说
：“My Maker, my Mediator, and my Master。”
我的创造者、我的中保和我的主人。
And because He is all these three things to me, I am living in Him。
这全是他对我的意义，我就是活在他的里面。
Therefore, I have no fear of those who are trying to hunt me down.
因此，我不再惧怕任何人对我的加害。
Because I am living in him.
因为我住在他里面。
I am not daunted by my foes.
我的敌人不能吓倒我。
Why is this true?
为什么是这样呢？
Because the condition of my inheritance is guaranteed by him.
因为我的产业已得到了他的保证。
Because the condition of my inheritance is totally protected by him.
因为我的产业得到了他完全的保障。
Because the condition of my inheritance is my complete preservation in him.
因为我的产业得到了他彻底的保管。
Therefore, I know that the condition of my inheritance is the complete covering under him.
因此，我明白我的产业完全是在他的荫庇之下。
The condition of my inheritance is my complete and total security in him.
我的产业在他里面是完整和安全的。
But David is saying more than this.
但是大卫想要表达的比这更多。
He is saying that Il Jehovah Adonai means so much to me.
他是在说伊勒耶和华阿道乃对我意义深远。
That nothing and no one will ever mean as much to me.
没有任何人和事能够和他相提并论。
In fact, David is giving us a very subtle test here.
事实上，大卫在这儿给了我们一个很微妙的测试。
It is a self-administered test.
让我们自己测试自己。
It is a test to know if you are really going to inherit with Jesus or not.
那是要看你是否真的愿意继承耶稣的产业。
As I said, it's a very subtle test.
正像我所说的，这是一个很微妙的测试。
As soon as I point it out to you, you will see it right here in this text.
一经我指点，你就可以从这段文字中看出来。
And here is the test.
测试是这样的。
Ask yourself three questions.
问你自己三个问题。
Do I seek the company of the Lord more than anybody else in the world?
在这世上，我寻求神的同在，是不是超过与任何人的交往呢？
Do I seek the company of those who seek him?
我是不是与寻求神的人为伍呢？
Do I feel uncomfortable in the company of those who sin bluntly and openly?
若是与公然犯罪的人在一起，我是不是浑身不自在呢？
Do the values of godlessness trouble me?
他们不敬畏神的价值观是不是令我很难受呢？
Do the lifestyles of wicked and wickedness repulse me?
他们不道德和邪恶的生活方式是否令我很反感呢？
That's a test.
这就是测试。
And it is a self-administered test.
它是一个自我的考试。
To know whether or not you meet the condition of your inheritance.
以便让你知道自己是否达到了继承产业的条件。
My listening friend, please listen to me very carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请留心听我说。
If you are like Peter, warming your hands in the fire of the godless.
如果你像彼得一样在不信神的人点燃的火堆旁暖手。
If you warm your hands in the fire of those who resent the Lord Jesus Christ,
如果你也是在仇恨主耶稣基督的人点燃的火堆旁暖手，
then you have gone too far from him.
那么你已经离开神走得太远了。
Now listen carefully, please.
现在请仔细听。
Get back to him before you deny him altogether.
在你还没有完全背叛他的时候，赶紧回到他面前。
Perhaps you knew the Lord Jesus at one time in your life.
也许在你生命中你曾认识过主耶稣。
But the persecution from others caused you to turn from him.
但是因他人的逼迫使你离开了他。
Perhaps you've accepted Jesus Christ earlier in your life.
可能在你年轻的时候你已经接受了耶稣基督。
But you became discouraged by difficult circumstances in your life.
但是因为生活的困境使你变得很沮丧。
And you turned away from the Lord.
你转身离开了主。
I want to tell you that God still loves you.
我想告诉你，神仍然爱着你。
And he longs for your fellowship.
他渴望着和你恢复关系。
You can get back to him right now.
你可以现在就回到他身边。
When you turn to him, he will meet you with open arms.
当你走向他时，他会张开双臂迎接你。
The scripture says that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
经文说，那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
Therefore, God will not reject you when you come to him in repentance.
因此，当你悔改来到他面前的时候，神绝不会拒绝你。
Instead, he has an everlasting inheritance waiting for you.
相反的，他为你预备了一份永恒的产业。
As you have listened to this message,
当你听到这个信息的时候，
if you realize that you have drifted away from the Lord,
如果你发现自己已经渐渐离神远去，
Make the decision to return to him today.
今天就做一个回归他的决定吧。
You can do that by praying this prayer with me right now.
请你现在就和我一起祷告。
Lord God,
主啊，我的神，
Forgive me for turning away from you.
原谅我曾离开你。
Forgive me for my wandering away.
原谅我曾在外游荡。
And receive me back into your presence and your fellowship.
请接受我回到你的面前，进入与你的同在。
I want to restore my relationship with you.
我想修复和你的关系。
I want to begin living for you.
我要开始为你而活。
And I want to spend eternity with you in heaven.
并且我要永远和你一起同在天堂。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名字。
Amen.
Amen.
We love to hear from you, my listening friends.
我亲爱的朋友，我们盼望听到你的消息。
So please write to us.
请写信给我们。
Until next time, we wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和阿翔的翻译。是的，希望我们每一个人呢都可以做一个明智正确的选择。既然我们已经在神的怀抱中，又有什么好惧怕的呢？同时也希望大家可以真正的回到神的面前，来继承他那广阔无边的遗产。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下期再会。
中赞美，在旷野中宣告。